Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, honey, or kiss me, kiss me.
It's Moron Entertainment, M-O-R-E-O-N, Moron Entertainment. We start with a blatant plug. Dean, what will I be doing Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, you will be taking me out to breakfast. Then we're going to take a run to a flea market.
And, oh, really?
And then,
so far, it sounds like a nightmare.
Then after that, farmer's market. Then after that.
No, you're wrong. We're going to be going to the United market. Center.
What?
Yes, we're going to be doing the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. It's a festival.
For the festival?
That's it. And it's going to be Sunday morning, and I'll be out there all morning long with you as your sidekick and valet.
So this is going to be on the radio, you're saying?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
When this is when I normally do my Sunday morning show.
And oh.
What you're saying is we're going to be out at the United Center, and everyone's invited to come and watch and join.
Okay, sure. And, if you want to do it that way, that's fine.
Be out there with us. We'll have some hockey luminaries who will be joining us. I've got some special guests for the regular features that we do on the Sunday morning show. So that's going to be from 9 until 12:30. The show is not until 12.
It's going to be a wang-dang doodle of a time.
It is.
I heard Bob Dylan's going to be there.
Yes. That's right. Bob Dylan will be there because Bob Dylan's a big hockey fan.
Hey, you know what?
He's from Minnesota.
The Village People are in town this weekend, so maybe we can get the cowboy or the hard hat guy to stop by.
Is it the original Village People? Are they all alive? They're going to be like 100.
I don't think.
I think it's like ZZ Top from last week. Like, you don't really know.
Oh,
the great thing about the outfits is they can just keep replacing themselves and be immortal.
It's like Sesame Street. Is that the original Elmo? Unlikely.
Anybody can be an Indian chief.
I think if there's one lesson to come out of today's show, that may be it.
I mean, Native American chief.
Hey, Dean, you're not going to have time to, but if you check back in before 9, once again, we're going to have Julian Castro's Insulting Old People. It's a regular feature we picked up, and nice. We're hoping to get it sponsored.
That's very nice.
All right. Nice. So
also, just in way of special things today, I'm going to be seeing you in about an hour.
That's right.
I'm going to be down there for the big Walk of Fame broadcast. We're going to be covering it for TV.
So will you do some of the hazing things that you guys in the walk do to the rest of us?
Yeah. I'm figuring we take John Williams through the spanking machine.
It's a little early for that, isn't it?
Well, never too early for a spanking machine.
I think if you give Andre a wedgie, we're talking about an HR meeting. I'm just telling you right now.
We were going to cover her in peanut butter and just let the chips fall where they may.
That's another HR meeting.
We knew it, Dean. See, Dave and Mary tried to pretend like they don't do this stuff.
Oh, we don't condone it.
Maybe not your class.
They have a secret club that just nobody can get into without the handshake. Now, Bridget Ganner and G are both in here complaining during the break. They both want to be in the Walk of Fame.
We were?
You said, how can I get in?
Yep. Yeah.
Usually we let people in after they've been here for a couple of months. So, a couple of weeks.
Generally, it seemed like 20 years was the minimum, but in your case, we'll make an exception for the both of you.
Something like that.
I got to say, there is an extremely serious omission in the Walk of Fame that one Steve Cochran
ought to be
in this very prestigious.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, but I've looked into the bylaws, and apparently when I was fired in 2010 and I left, lot of the voters don't know I came back yet, so it's only been 6 years.
But I agree. Hear, hear, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, it's weird. I will say this. I'm in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I was voted into Cooperstown this year. After not playing a minute in the big leagues.
With your gambling history, I'm surprised they let you in.
They said, if you don't have a Pete Rose haircut, we're going to make an exception for you.
So that's going to be on the air at 10 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it, and we'll show it to you all day on WGN TV as well.
Bill Maher is about 18 inches tall.
I know you're not a big fan
with an ego to match.
And I'm short-shaming him because he fat-shamed people. No, you know what? I think the show is interesting, and I've always had interesting conversation with him. It's never been bad. He just can be such a little bitch at times. It just annoys me.
Well, he apparently last week, I didn't see last week's show, but apparently last week he went off on that, you know, that we shouldn't get away from fat shaming people, that if people are fat, they should be shamed, basically, is what he said. And last night, James Corden on his show did maybe one of the most brilliant retorts to all this. It's about 5 minutes long. We've edited it down a little bit just for the sake of time, but do yourself a favor. If you want to hear something brilliant, James
cool.
Corden
so funny.
Responding
He's
to
funny.
Him. But this,
super talented.
This is what Bill Maher said and a little bit of James Corden responding.
Being fat isn't a birth defect. Nobody comes out of the womb needing to buy two seats on the airplane. We have gone to this weird place where fat is good. It's pointing out that fat is unhealthy. That's what's bad. Fat shaming doesn't need to end. It needs to make a comeback. Some amount of shame is good.
Thanks for that, Bill. I gotta say, right, that any time I've met Bill Maher in person, he has been nothing but pleasant and kind and nice, which is why I found it so surprising that he or anybody thinks that fat shaming needs to make a comeback, because fat shaming never went anywhere. I mean, ask literally any fat person. We are reminded of it all the time, on airplanes, on Instagram, when someone leaves a pie on the windowsill to cool and they give us a look like... And I believe that Bill's heart is in the right place. And I truly like that he cares about the condition of my heart. And I will keep trying all the time. I am aware today that this is going to be a struggle that I will face for the rest of my life, right? But in the meantime, Bill, please hear me when I say this. While you're encouraging people to think about what goes into their mouths, just think a little harder about what comes out of yours. Give me that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was great, and it is great, especially if you listen to the whole thing. Here's the thing that bothers me about it. It's the hackiest, hey, look at me, attention-grabbing piece of crap I've heard on a major show in a long time. You know, because they sit in a writer's room, and they go, okay, we got to do something. What are we doing to go viral this week? What are we going to do to get a lot of attention this week?
You're talking about James Corden.
Right? No, I'm talking about Bill Maher.
You're talking about Bill?
Bill okay. Maher. Bill Maher doesn't sit around and going, hey, fat shaming would be good. He needed a hook, so he decided to be the wild guy that would say just about anything this week, and that makes it hackier than ever.
Well, look, I think we can also remember that he did it on the, you know, the week of the anniversary of 9/11, and if we recall, the other big thing that he said, you know, right after 9/11, his whole point was like, these guys aren't cowards, you can't call the 9/11 bombers cowards, and so it's just another example that says... I'm desperate for attention.
Yeah,
I'm going to
exactly.
say whatever it takes to say. And then he says, well, why are people yelling at me? Because I'm only telling the truth.
I mean, I think he went too far. I enjoy a show. I like a show. I think he's provocative. He's thoughtful. I don't agree with everything he says. I think he went over the line, but I think
he's a look at me guy.
He wants to push people to think about things a little bit
he's
differently,
a look at me
I think.
Guy. And I think he has all the strategy of Donald Trump. He's a hey, look at me guy.
And, you know, the idea that a talk show would make you want to think, I think, is a good thing. I like the collection of guests that he has on.
Yeah, oh, he draws great
I like
guests.
Hearing the collection of ideas, different ideas, some of which I agree with, some I don't agree with. It doesn't really matter. It's just great hearing lots of point of views. But I just thought that Corden... check out the full Corden response.
Yeah, I agree.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is so brilliantly and written. It's funny. It's not mean. It's not vindictive. But it tells him, shut up.
I think it was super brave of him to admit he steals pies off windowsills.
Yeah, James Corden, he nailed that part. There's so many pies on window ledges, it's not even funny. Man.
He seems so delightful. Dean, have you met him and interviewed him?
I never
him
have.
Okay.
No, I never have.
I've met him a few times. He's great.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
He just seems so fabulous.
He's a lovely, chubby little man.
You know what? This whole segment, both our segment and Corden's, just made me hungry.
All right, Dean's going to grab a pie off the window. When we come back, we're going to go over everything going on this weekend. And Bridget's weekend is always exciting to us. She's usually going to 57 things. But I bet
Wish
Dean,
that were the case.
I bet Dean can beat you this weekend.
I hope so.
And we'll review the movie Hustlers because it's the weekend and Dean
like
loves a stripper
about
movie.
Strippers. We love strippers.
Yeah. J-Lo doesn't even pull a muscle. 50 years old, working the pole. And by the way, working the pole is a phrase that pays if it comes up again at the end of the show.
You'll be calling his name.
Dean, did you know there's a big 25th anniversary special?
I did hear about that, yes.
I just wish you guys would promote it.
I wondered why they asked me to come back to work that night.
You thought you were getting fired?
Yeah. We're all going to be here. This is going to be the fun thing. We're going to do the morning show on Tuesday morning. Then we're going to do the primetime show that night from 7 to 9. If you really want to see a lot of sleep-deprived, loopy people, tune in Wednesday morning. Because, you know, all of us will be on very little sleep. We'll probably be all up all night, you know, celebrating, partying, drinking champagne out of Robin Baumgartner's shoe.
Yeah.
Who's the likeliest to call in sick?
Paul has actually only worked 15 days this year.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm surprised he got into double digits.
He calls in sick at the drop of a hat. So I'm going to say whoever is...
Well, he's got a unique contract, though, to be completely fair. Paul makes $114 a year, but he gets 50 weeks vacation.
Right. Yeah, it's an unusual deal that he happened to cut. So we'll see who survives and who doesn't. I can tell you this much. We're looking at some old clips that even we didn't remember doing in the first place. Some hilarious stuff. I'm putting together some montages of some of my A-list interviews. Steve, we're going to get Mel Gibson, Tommy Lee Jones, and Meg Ryan.
Oh, that's fantastic. Included. The three people that hate you most in show business.
This is my my evil cabal of A-listers, which I'm friends with Mel Gibson now. We're the best of friends. But
now he calls you a-hole jokingly before he met it.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right, so let's see if we can beat Bridget Gaynor's weekend. We already mentioned Sunday we're going to be at the Hawks situation.
Yeah, United Center.
And that's going to be great, so come on out and see us there.
And then Sunday night, I'm going to be out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora seeing their new show, Newsies, that just opened.
Well, I'm going to be out there tonight.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
So we'll compare reviews.
Show off.
Now, Bridget, what do you have going on this weekend?
It's feeling like I'm feeling a little pressure now that maybe I should make some stuff up because it doesn't feel as...
Well, tell us the truth, and then we'll tell you if you need to make stuff up.
So Mary's birthday, my daughter turned 12. Her birthday's actually on September 11th, so I'm having 7 6th grade girls at my house. Tie-dye party.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
A friend of ours, Father Manny Durantis, gets installed as a pastor up at St. Mary of the Lake, so that's exciting. Not sure if I'll be too tired after the party Saturday night. Hard to say. But Sunday, we're going to see Pat McGann at the Vic. He's doing a show.
Oh, he's doing a special Sunday night.
Yes,
funny.
That's right. Forgot about
very
that.
Funny.
So a bunch of us are going to that, which I think will be really fun. And I mean, I hope it'll be fun.
Did you buy tickets or did he give you tickets?
I bought two and he gave me two because I told him I needed a ticket for my widowed mother. No pressure. No pressure for
you. No, not at all. I'd say that's pretty good. That's action-packed. I will say this. Pat McGann did not invite me to his special.
Yep, me either.
I don't understand that because, again, how clear do I have to make this? Invite me to everything. I go to nothing.
Yeah, he shows up for nothing.
7 a.m., 7 p.m.
Nick Hofferman, Nick Hofferman's doing stand-up.
Oh, he's so funny.
At the Chicago Theater on Sunday night. Chris Hardwick is at the Improv in Schaumburg tonight and tomorrow.
He'll be on with us in 5 minutes.
For more comedy kind of fun. You know what you may want to do with your 12-year-old and all those little girls? Riot Fest starts
Wait,
today.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Riot Fest because it's kind of closer to my time frame than Lollapalooza. Yeah. They have some really good people. Who's coming
Blink
again?
182 and the Flaming Lips are headlining tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Wu-Tang Clan.
I see. They're really good.
Slayer, Rise Against.
Right, because this is like a serious 90s group of people.
I would love to see a look on your son's face if you tell him what a big Wu-Tang Clan fan you are.
You know what? I wonder if he knows who they are.
Oh, he probably does.
Sunday, the Raconteurs are playing. Patti Smith,
that was the one that I was. Yeah. I saw. That's
the B-52s are playing on Sunday, and the Village People.
or some approximation of people in those outfits. We're not sure if it's the actual Village People.
What a bizarre.
But you know, the B-52s could be in the same bucket because they had those beehives and they dressed in kind of like 60s clothes. You don't know if it's the same people.
No, you can just keep plugging people in.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. All right, Hustlers, any good?
Hustlers, I think it's, it's good. It's very good, actually. The way that movie Magic Mike took us behind the scenes into the world of male exotic dancers. This one takes you into the world of female exotic dancers, strippers, if you will. It's based on a true story that was revealed in a New Yorker magazine article several years ago of how Ramona, played by Jennifer Lopez, kind of a more experienced dancer, takes a younger dancer, Destiny, played by Constance Wu, under her wing, shows her the rope, shows her how to maximize making money with all of these wealthy, mostly Wall Street guys who are coming in for, quote, entertainment.
Wait a minute. Are
so
you
really
telling me?
Sympathetic crowd.
Hold on. Are you telling me strippers know how to take money from men? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Apparently, there is a way to maximize doing this, which I've actually learned quite a bit. And when you see me at the Hall of the Walk of Fame ceremony today, I am going to be employing some of these techniques to
fantastic.
See make some of
it. What'd you give it? What grade?
A little extra cash. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
That's not bad.
Because it's really, I mean, this movie on the surface looks like it's all about strippers, but it's about survival, and it's about self-reliance, and it's about sisterhood. But it's also about the manipulating the manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these women who are manipulating the men who have come there in order to exploit the women. So it's kind of it's a very interesting, like, kind of a catch 22. J-Lo's good. People are saying Oscar win.
Really?
I don't think that's the case. She is very good in this movie.
Wow.
But Kiki Palmer from Chicago is in it. Lily Reinhardt from Riverdale. Cardi B is hilarious in it. Lizzo,
she's so
the
funny.
Singer, is great in the movie. So all around, gave that one a Dean's List beat. Liked it.
All right. We will see you here in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye.